This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN. Technology, news, and information.
All in one place.
Welcome to Avaya Tech Talk. Now, here's your host, Guy Clinch.
Good day, all. This is your APN podcast host, Guy Clinch. Today, we are continuing the series of conversations began on Wednesday, May the 22nd, about the IAUG Converge 2013 that is taking place at the Gaylord Palms Resort and Convention Center in Orlando, June 3rd through the 7th. May I introduce to you Tor Christensen, corporate consulting engineer at Avaya, specializing in speech and self-service. Tor is an expert in helping enterprise organizations to deliver world-class customer service and business results by employing self-service and contact center tools. During the week-long IAUG event, Tor will give attendees presentations, training, and hands-on help. He will show how to improve the ways customers use Avaya or Experience Portal to provide differentiated wait treatment, how to increase application effectiveness in routing, how to integrate with session initiation protocol, computer telephony integration, Avaya or contact center, and how to support outbound applications with the Avaya Proactive Outreach Manager. Included in the agenda will be a session tailored to the needs of former Nortel Enterprise Systems customers, teaching them about Avaya's consulting consolidation of the joint product line, and Avaya's set of evolution options and roadmaps for the legacy, quote-unquote, blue IVR customer. This session will discuss the roadmap for the Avaya Media Processing Server, or the MPS, as is more commonly known, and the product line associated with it, and continued support for MPS customers. Attendees will discover the technical and commercial migration paths for MPS customers to evolve their solution to a standards-based Avaya or Experience Portal solution. So welcome to the Avaya Tech Talk Podcast.
Hey, Guy. I'm glad I can be here and let people know what we're doing in Orlando this year and hopefully drive some interest in both my sessions and probably the whole area of customer automation in general.
Great, Tor. I'm sure you will. I've been at IAUG many years, and I've seen you've been a perennial favorite during the IAUG conferences. Your rooms are always packed, and your presentations and the formal feedback get some of the highest, most consistent ratings of anyone I've seen. So thank you for that. And for this year, what's the CliffsNotes version of what attendees will, of the various different sessions, get out of the sessions and then meeting you on the floor of the expo and maybe some of the consulting studios?
Yeah, I mean, I think Avaya has a very powerful set of solutions for contact center automation. And part of the challenge is they are extremely flexible and extensible. And so wanting to show customers what's possible and what's available, because oftentimes it may not show up in the feature set or the brochure, but there's a great deal of capabilities, and they're done in such a way it's not rocket science to enable a lot of this, but it takes some thinking, and oftentimes it takes thinking of the business and what you want to accomplish. And so we're really trying to show what's possible and, you know, help our customers in the details of what would take to implement them.
Great. You know, self-service technologies get a bad rap, and it's usually because they're utilized incorrectly by organizations. But that headline aside, what are some of the values of self-service technologies that drive customer satisfaction and business results?
Yeah. I mean, you're right. Is everybody loves to hate IVR, and a lot of that is around application design. Right? There's lots of bad web pages you've been to, but you probably don't hate the web because if it's well done, it can be actually an enjoyable experience. I think the other part of probably the bad rap is a lot of companies used IVR as a gatekeeper, a way to reduce cost without thinking about customer experience. And I think a lot of what we're focusing on, and you see this all over the industry, is how to improve that customer experience. And so particular, if they're done right, they can be actually a very enjoyable experience and be efficient for the caller, right? A lot of times you want to use what you know to make that efficient, enable them to better understand what your problem is and get you to the right resource. That right resource can be an automated solution. That right resource could be a specialized agent who now understands what you're looking for based on your interaction. So it's really about trying to balance the caller goals in terms of what they're trying to achieve in their customer experience with oftentimes the goals of the business of cutting cost and looking at that balance. And it's really about creating a good application design so that you can really achieve both customer satisfaction and lower cost in delivering a solution.
What are some of the new and exciting things that are happening in the field of automated experience management?
Well, I think as you see with all experience manager, it's really starting to look at this across multiple channels. And I think our tagline for automated experience is, you know, multiple channels, inbound, outbound, in a seamless way. And so being able to think about how you can leverage really the same concepts you do with voice automation self-service, being able to do those in different medias across, you know, different channels, have a conversation that can go across those, and also turn those around on outbound notifications. So for example, you know, if your prescription needs to be filled up or your flight needs to be changed or there's a fraud alert on your credit card, you can have all those as outbound notifications and outbound automation as well. So really being able to look at expanding that both inbound, outbound, and across multiple media.
Well, the transformation that's going on to mass mobility and there's the map for that trend that's happening out there, what does that mean for self-service and customer automated experience management technologies?
I'm glad you asked, right? I think that's mobility is a huge channel opportunity for us and our customers. As you think about the kinds of things you do on mobile, there's the whole set of things I go through an app, and I may get to a certain point, I need assistance. Right now, there's not an easy way to transition that to contact center help. You know, that mobile channel has a very, very rich set of information it knows about you. It's your device. You will have authenticated on it. It knows your location. It knows a lot of information that you can use to essentially leapfrog you into the contact center without having to go through all the questions. So it provides that better customer experience. And then as well, when you think about a lot of things with mobile, you're by definition probably not at your computer. So being able to have a set of things I can work through in an automated way, and especially with a lot of the hands-free kind of requirements, being able to do that with voice and not having to do anything where I need to look at the keypad, touch the keypad. So mobility is really one of the key evolving channels we see in this space.
What about life as Doyle Christensen? What's going on in your life as far as how you help Avaya customers achieve world-class business results?
One thing that's really fun in the call center space is you get to work with a wide variety of customers all over the world. And in many ways, they're all solving the same problems in business around customer experience, retention, maximizing customer lifetime value. And in many ways, they're doing all sorts of different things from, you know, insurance to telephony, to transportation, to chemicals, to you name it. But they're all really trying to maximize that whole value of customer service and being able to deliver that at a low cost. So for me, it's kind of exciting to get a view into lots of other businesses around the world and what's important to them and how they make money.
We're almost done here. What would you say to somebody who hasn't made up their mind yet to come to Orlando June 3rd through the 7th to attend IUG Converge 2013?
I think it's a great chance to talk to your peers, understand what other people are doing in contact center, being able to contact or catch up with Avaya people in a non-formal kind of role. And so you can actually have a, you know, off-the-cuff conversation with folks and really kind of have a whole sharing of what everybody's doing. And so I think that's really the value, that is to be able to see what other people in your industry or outside your industry are doing in this space.
We've been speaking today with Tor Christensen, corporate consulting engineer at Avaya, specializing in speech and self-service, who will present multiple sessions during the IAUG Converge 2013 in Orlando, Florida, June 3rd through the 7th. Please note that during the IAUG Converge 2013, fellow APN podcast host Mark Fletcher and I will be producing live interviews and content originating from Orlando. Please join us for a large amount of new content, industry insights, and special announcements. Thanks for joining us here today on Avaya Tech Talk. You can subscribe to our episodes on iTunes and through our website, Avaya Tech Talk, all one word, .com. You can also follow us on Twitter at hashtag APN Podcast. Talking Tech, this has been your host, Guy Clinch, the advocate for the government customer at Avaya.
You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.